Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dondi. If you have questions or you just want to find out more about something, please drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, and you can, of course, find me on @DavidDondi on most social media channels. That's DavidDondi. And the podcast, as always, at fmr.co.za. If you've ever considered buying a projector instead of a TV, you probably gave up because they're noisy, you need the blinds closed, they're hard to set up and focus, they need special screens, and the bulbs just don't last and are expensive, and the list just goes on. Therefore, to my surprise, with the recent test of the Hisense C2 Ultra I've just finished testing, it works in a lit room just fine because lasers. It doesn't have bulbs to replace. Lasers. No focusing required. It does that for you. More on that and automatic keystone correction in a bit. It's relatively quiet, has a self-contained JBL speaker for when you don't want to hook it up to a surround system or soundbar. It has native Apple and Android connectivity, so no need for external boxes. It, of course, has all of the connectivity with all of the cables being able to be patched in. Now, it has a few killer features. The one I really loved is you can move it from wall to ceiling projection. It's on a circular base and it pivots vertically. Ceiling projection is a novelty in bed. You lie there on your back and you can see just fine. And you can flip in any direction you like. It can even self-zoom to avoid light fittings if you've got them in your ceiling. Brilliant. Every time you move it, it refocuses perfectly and it redoes keystone all by itself. What is keystone, you ask? Well, if the projector isn't perfectly perpendicular to the surface you are projecting on, instead of a rectangular image you are hoping for, you get a trapezoid. Like foreshortening in photographs, sort of, but in reverse. This will zoom the corners, so to speak, to fix that. It's brilliant. You can, of course, override the auto settings easily if you need to. The system is bright, even without a screen. And the detail and color is impressive. I personally wouldn't bother with the screen unless I wanted rear projection due to room layout issues. That's because it is so good. Another cool bit of tech, if you block the projector with your head, it will instantly dim, protecting your eyes from the lasers automatically. A 2 meter plus projection is nothing for this brilliant 4K ready and able projector. It's stated as being good for 300 inches on the diagonal. Now, let me put that in metric for you. That's 7.5 meters, and that's on the diagonal. It refreshes fast enough to be used for gaming, and the rated life is 25,000 hours. Now, if you watch 10 hours a day, and I don't think anyone would use a projector for 10 hours a day, it would be able to be used every day for 6.8 years. So probably in the typical 3 years, it's closer to 2 decades. The downsides, I'll need to nitpick here. Well, the power jack is at the base and facing backwards, making it a bit hard to push it against the wall if rear projecting. It could have been better located, and the remote, while solar charged, doesn't illuminate. And that's actually all I can criticize, other than the price that is. A hefty 55,000 Rand recommended retail price, but it isn't on offer various places online for quite a few thousand Rand less. Would I recommend it? Hell yes. That, of course, is the Hisense C2 Ultra Laser Projector. If you've got questions, you want to find out more about something, just to comment, david@fmr.co.za, or please find me on @DavidDondi on those social media channels. It's DavidDondi. And the podcast, as always, on fmr.co.za.